Wright State Theater presents The Apple Tree, a three-act musical at the Herbst Theater at Wright State University's Creative Arts Center. I'm Larry Caressel with Arts Focus and with music director Wade Russo. The Apple Tree isn't performed very often, yet it's by a familiar team. Why is that?
Well, it's kind of an unusual structure. It's three one-act musicals, and basically, on paper, there is no connection between the three. And it was performed in 1966. This was after Fiddler. This was after She Loves Me. And Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock were sort of exploring the idea of how the effect of situation comedies in the 60s had kind of changed audiences' attention span. So yeah. They were exploring different short stories and how to write or to compose these pieces based on short stories. So they pick Mark Twain's The Diary of Adam and Eve. The second one is based on a Frank Stockton short story from, like, I think we all read it when we were in junior high, called The Lady and the Tiger. And then the third act is based on a Jules Pfeiffer comic. You know, Pfeiffer wrote comics for a number of publications, but it's called Passionella. And it's a retelling of Cinderella, where this chimney sweep wants to be a movie star. And her fairy godmother pops out of her television and tells her that she's going to make her a movie star, but it's only can only be between the hours of the Huntley Brinkley News and the Late, Late, Late Show. So during that period, she was going to be this fabulous movie star, kind of in the style of Marilyn Monroe. It's a lot of hijinks kind of based on that. All three acts are so incredibly charming. The first act plays like the Dick Van Dyke Show and or Nichols and May comedy sketches. Of course, it was originally directed by Mike Nichols. And then the second act is like a Carol Burnett sketch. And then the third act is fractured fairy tales from Bullwinkle and Rocky. There's a narrator sort of like Edward Everett Horton, who would narrate these crazy renditions of fairy tales. So those are the three acts. There's one thing that kind of connects all of them. It's all about different relationships. Fun takes on the first relationship, a relationship where someone has to make a really difficult choice. And then the third relationship is this sort of mismatching of personalities that we find out are made of the same cloth at the very end.
How many cast members are there in these three acts?
It was originally conceived for the same three principals in all three acts. Originally, it was Barbara Harris, Alan Alda, and Larry Blyden. My concept for this production, because it's very small, we're doing it down in the Black Box, and it really calls for an enormous orchestra. But I only have four musicians. So when we did Sweet Charity a couple of years ago, what I did was, because we only had a small combo, I took the orchestrations and created choral arrangements. In Sweet Charity, I used a quartet a la City of Angels. And so in The Apple Tree, I've expanded the first act to make it much more choral in order to not only use the students more, but to provide an additional kind of orchestral quality for the band. I'm pretty proud of it. It gives it something very special and unique.
So you do have a different set of student actors in each act.
Yes. So one of the reasons why it's a good vehicle for our students was, instead of using the same three actors, it was an opportunity for us to use different actors, actresses in all three acts. So, and they're marvelous. It's a wonderful cast of principals and also ensemble, all very interesting and with a lot of personality.
Wade Russo is the music director of The Apple Tree through this weekend at the Herbst Theater at the Wright State Creative Arts Center. Get more details at wright.edu/theater. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.